Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo. Welcome to the show. I've got a cool, risky topic to put in between your ears today. That's right. Today we're going to talk about the 7 sex secrets about men. Things that, well, men frankly just want in bed. There seems to be 2 different schools of thought when it comes to sex and guys. The first is that guys are tricky to satisfy sexually. You've got to, you know, learn a lot of different tricks and techniques to keep them happy in bed. This would be the evidence you might, or the deduction you might have, rather, from the evidence proposed to you from the front of all these women's magazine covers, right? They're always on there. 7 tips to make them wild in bed. 750,000 different tips of which positions, which things to do. Well, I'm going to give you some very realistic stuff today, and of course, that'll kind of satisfy that itch. But the other school of thought is that guys are, well, they're super simple to keep happy in the bedroom, right? Just give it up regularly, you know, keep them coming, as they say. Well, they're both true, and they're actually both a little false at the same time. Let me explain. First of all, let me do something that I do best. That's right. You're saying to yourself, Carlos, can you just bust some myths open for me? Oh, frankly, yes, I can. I will right now. There are so many myths about men and sex, but there are a few that I think you should know about. Okay. Some very, very important ones, let's just say. Sex myth number 1, guys want sex all the time. Every minute, every waking moment of every day, he's always thinking about his sex, 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 sex. He can't wait to go off to the bathroom to rub one out. Look, this one's kind of deadly because it paints men as being these mindless tools. Get it? Tools? Okay. Anyway, it paints us being mindless tools that are blinded by our sexual desire, right? We don't have any control over it. We're just slaves to our penises. We got to ejaculate at least 45 times a day. Well, look, it's true that a man's sexual need is a much more urgent need than a woman's. In other words, when it's there and pressing, it's much more present on our minds. But we're still capable of not going crazy, running naked through the streets, or, you know, watching porn 8 hours a day at work. We can actually handle that. Apparently, there's this statistic out there that men think about sex every 7 seconds. Or something absurd like that. And I think that some lonely researcher with a calculator went a little crazy on that one. I think what they did was they probably did one of those surveys where they ask you, okay, how many times a day do you think about sex? And then he says, oh, I think about 1,000 times. Okay, so if you divide 24 hours by 1,000, that means he thinks about sex every 7 seconds. Yeah, right. No, he thinks about sex multiple times when he's having sex or maybe watching a porn or he sees a very attractive woman on some show. But, you know, it's kind of absurd. Men don't think about it that much. We've got plenty of other things to keep our minds occupied. And yes, I'm talking to those people that have put those little pictures of a man's brain out there that just show beer and sex on each hemisphere. Yeah, that's funny, but not true. So keep in mind that we think about, I mean, think about this. Guys think about food and work much more than that, and probably video games. So no, it's not every 7 seconds. Sex myth number 2, guys want sex instead of relationships. Wrong. This is one that I'm really happy to bust wide open because it's another way that the media will make you think that men are these mindless sex craze machines. This myth is so deeply ingrained in everyone that people are literally convinced that guys who claim to want relationships rather than casual sex, they are either incredibly rare or they're simply full of crap and they're lying to you. The truth is that guys want sex earlier in the relationship. That's earlier, not instead of a relationship. Men are just fine with having a relationship and, yes, even commitment. But, well, that's a topic for another article. Sex myth number 3, men have sex earlier than women, and we have more sexual partners in our lifetime. Well, in truth, men and women typically lose their virginity at exactly the same age, 17. And surveys have indicated that men have a median of 7 sexual partners for a woman's 4. Now, there's a problem with this. And the problem is that, first of all, it's a survey. You can't get valid information from a survey, no matter how much we like to think that surveys tell us the truth. They tell us how people check boxes. They don't tell us how people actually behave. You understand what people do by watching their actions, not by watching surveys. But, you know, not that you could verify this kind of claim, but you get my point. Second of all, the math of this kind of claim is absurd. Really? Men have 7 partners and women have 4? How could that possibly be? you know, these guys are having sex with the women, so their numbers can't be this far off unless all that sex is with a few women who never take those surveys. So, it's just completely illogical. It can't be true based on simple logic and math. The reality is that most men typically overstate their number of sexual partners. That's right. We brag, you know, we talk it up, and women tend to understate theirs. You see, men are more revered for having more partners, and women are more revered for having fewer partners. Fancy that. Yes, it's one of those cultural differences. It's a double standard. And yes, whether you like it or you hate it, it is the way it is. And it is actually there for a reason. It's not one you have to like, but it's true for a broad sense of the meaning. So even though the standards are different, you gotta be understanding that those surveys, those things that tell you that men are, you know, having sex way more and cheating way more than women, they're not always true. In fact, I could go into the whole cheating topic here as well. I'm going to try to stay away from it as best I can, but I'll dip my toe in the pool just for a second here and let you know that by and large, the statistics, which again come from surveys, which how do we react to surveys? Well, think about this. When you're answering questions about something, you are going to feel social pressure. You're going to feel pressure from the outside world, whether you believe it or not. There's no one that takes a survey and believes that what they're saying on there is completely confidential. So what do? We modify those answers to match what we think other people would approve of, what other people would accept from us. This is why surveys are not an accurate tool when it comes to this sort of thing. You can get some idea, but when it comes to certain things, you can't trust them at all, mostly because of what I just told you. We don't tend to reveal things about us that would make us appear bad in the eyes of others. It's just the way human beings behave. Okay? And when it comes to cheating, we are no different there either. Men tend to confess more often, and I think it's part of the guilt mechanism mostly, but men typically will, they'll also brag and increase their numbers, whereas women, will want to decrease those numbers by and large. And at the same time, there's also a much bigger social stigma around women cheating. And also, let's face it, women are much better at hiding it. If you were to use any other tool for determining the number of men cheating versus women cheating, you'd have to basically use the statistics of private eyes, because they're the ones who actually figure this stuff out. Women are so much better at covering it up, hiding it if they need to, and keeping it a secret. That's not to say that women are more deceptive in any way. Guys are just stupid and they talk about it. And so, of course, they get found out because why? It's much more socially revered for a man to have multiple sexual partners, even outside of their relationship. And while we're finishing up this particular myth, here's a little interesting statistic you might not have known. Virgins make up 12.3% of females and 14.3% of males aged 20 to 24. That's right, a higher percentage of males are a virgin between the ages of 20 to 24 than women. Do what you will with that information. Could be just another survey. So now that I've opened up the kimono for a few of these little sex myths about men, let's get into some of the things that matter to you. Let's talk about the sex secrets that will keep him happy in the bedroom. 7 sex secrets about men. And this is to make both of you happier in bed, okay? Not just him. 1, guys love it when you take the lead. Yes, men like to know. We really like to know that we are the ones that got you in that position of, giving it up, right? It's the ultimate concession, if you will. It's the ultimate thing that you give up to a man. And we're actually totally turned on by the fact that you're actually consenting right there along with us. This proves our masculine power and our virility. We need that proof, right? However, what most women may not know is how much we like the opposite, too. When a woman attacks us and just drags us into bed, well, that's another kind of validation for us, just as it is for women. And this is where we run into a little bit of trouble. Most women want men to initiate, mostly so she can know that she is desirable in his eyes, right? That's most of the reason in a lot of ways. And unfortunately, most women don't feel comfortable initiating sex due to that slut-shaming stigma that is still created by most of the cultures out there. Even in the U.S., there's still a subtle, pervasive element of that out there. It doesn't matter how much sex you see in our advertising. the reality is that we've still got a lot of those old puritanical social norms that are still stuck in our society at a very deep level. There's a weird kind of duality to how sex is viewed in American society. So again, you got two sides of the coin, right? Women want men to initiate so that she can feel like she's desirable. And on the other side of that, she doesn't want to initiate because she doesn't want to feel like the slut that did that dirty thing that made him go to bed with her. You want that plausible deniability to a certain degree. And look, on a very, I guess, superficial level, we all say we're capable of doing it and women can take the initiative and all that, but the reality is that there's a certain amount of reluctance, and that's okay. You see, when men have to initiate every time, though, it makes us feel less desirable and it can give us performance anxiety. So that's one of the reasons why we need to see some desire from your side, from the women's side. So while it might take a little extra effort on your part, recognize that guys do love it when you take the leadership role in the bedroom. Being desired is a turn-on for both sexes, and it's one that men want just as much as women. If you can get the chance and the guts, push his back against the wall, straddle him, and then grind to climax. Yeah, you know, that circular hip grind thing. Anyway, number two, we want you to use your hands. Guys crave a woman's touch, even when we're in the most intimate kind of body-to-body contact. Yes, that's called penetration in sex. Your hands are still a turn-on, an incredible turn-on to us. Here are a few of the ways you can get your hands-on action moving along. Ass grab. Yes, big props here if you can reach, because men love the feel of a woman's hands on our butt, especially when we're getting close to climax. Pull us in. It tells us that this is what you want and this is something you're actively desiring. That's another way of, again, accepting us and making us feel wanted. Grab his arms, especially when he's on top and he's supporting himself above you. It makes us feel stronger and more powerful when you clutch your arms. Scratch his back. Oh yeah, that good old standby of some of the nastier R-rated movies where they claw the back. But do it gently. Don't draw blood, because this can be a huge turn-on if it's done right. It's also good for slightly delaying the inevitable. Next up is rub his shoulders. Give him a little bit of a neck massage or just a little rubbing of the muscles in his back or his shoulders, and that feels great. Not obviously full-on massage because you're in the middle of the dirty, but you get the idea. Reach behind his neck. Reach into his hair with your fingers. The feel of your hands stimulating our scalp will give us chills galore. Number three, nurture and love us. As much as you might think that men want to be beaten and whipped into submission, the truth is that most men want and need women to give us this kind of tender nurturing that we almost never get in our daily lives. If you compare the day-to-day interactions of men versus women, you'll see that women get far more nurturing touch than men do throughout the course of a day. In fact, if a guy is single, he gets almost no meaningful physical contact on any given day. I mean, think about that for a second. It's kind of it's definitely out of the norm for women because you at least come in contact with other women. For guys, nope, doesn't happen. We don't do that unless it's a buddy pat, and even that is something. So when it comes to sex, guys want more loving touch that they don't get regularly on their own. It will both enhance and deepen that intimate contact that you have in the bedroom. Sex can be a caretaking event that leaves his emotional batteries charged for another day. So you should look at it that way. Number four sex secret about guys, never judge or look disgusted with us. You see, guys want to be intimate with you and to ask you for stuff in bed, right? We want some favors, we want some things that might be a little bit out of the norm, but we don't want to feel like we're being judged or criticized for it. We need you to be open and loving, even if, you know, he comes up with something that you're totally not down with trying. Instead of looking revolted and turning him down right away, remember that you have to be gentle, or he might just decide that he doesn't want to ever risk that kind of reaction from you ever again, which means he's going to shut down, and he's going to start keeping his sexual desires more on the sly, more secretive, and he might even seek them out in porn instead of asking you for them. And I'm pretty sure that's not the desired route you'd like him to go down. Instead of refusing outright, redirect his request. Say something like, hey, why don't we try this? That would feel really great. So you're kind of taking it and pointing it in the direction that does work for you. Keep things positive in the bedroom too. Don't tell him what you don't like. Tell him what you do like. Number five sex secret here is to respect him as a man in bed. Both men and women want emotional as well as physical satisfaction in bed. And many men feel like their masculinity is just as naked to a woman, well, as they are when it comes to having sex. He wants to feel manly. He wants to feel competent with you when it comes to lovemaking, which means he can't feel like he's in competition with you either. You see, men tend to be sexually dominant in the bedroom, and that's not a bad thing. That doesn't mean one of you is better than the other one. You can still be equals and allow him the ability to be the man when it comes to sex. Number six is more meaningful eye contact and noise. One thing guys like to see is that you're there with us, present, not drifting off into space and la-la land, just as much as you want him to be thinking about you and having sex with your body and not a daydream. Well, we need that from you too. We want you to be present right there with us in the moment. Having you close your eyes to go inside, well, that's kind of expected when you're working towards your orgasm, but before you actually get completely absorbed in your work, let him know that he's your focus, all right? And he's your desire, not just to get off. He needs to know that you're there with him and that he is the special part of this project that's making the whole thing work, okay? Make eye contact that says, yes, I want you, with an emphasis on the you. Yes, I want you. Eye contact is incredibly sexy to us when we're in bed together. And it's one thing you might notice, it's highlighted quite a bit in men's porn. These people know the psychology of guys. They know the psychology of men. And they know what we want when they make those movies. So there's actually quite a lot to learn from how the women behave in those movies. Another unspoken desire is for you to let out some noise when things are getting hot and heavy. Even if it's the old tried and true yes, yes, or a few moans, you got to let us know when things are going right, okay, when things feel good. Men typically complain that they don't get enough feedback in bed, and it's not something that we're going to go back and either ask for or analyze later on. So you got to give it to us in process, right? So let us know that we're doing a good job and that you're not bored. And finally, sex tip number seven. Oh, you knew this was coming, right? Head. Yep. BJs, oral, call it whatever you like. It's bliss for guys. As a rule, in intimate relationships, you can never give enough blowjobs. Period. Have I made my point here? No pun intended. The fact is that almost all healthy men enjoy it, whether we admit it in conversation or not. And let me tell you something else just on the side here. If a guy doesn't enjoy it, there are some issues there. All right. Every single woman I know in a long-term relationship where they've been together for some time and the relationship is solid always credits this one act to keeping her man happy and faithful. That's right. It's going to keep him true to you. They call it, I kid you not, love insurance. It's that strong. In fact, one lady friend I know calls it the secret to marriage. It's that potent. And there are several reasons, but two of them stand out the most. First of all, physically, it just feels great. You know, you can focus on the pleasure zones if you know what you're doing. You can tease, you can tantalize, you can draw out the ecstasy. It's a great tool for women as much as it is a great thing for a guy to receive from her. And if you're sincere and eager, well, there's nothing that feels better to his ego than you doing this for him. And it's not because he needs his manhood to be worshipped or any of that nonsense that they tell you in some of those really bad feminist publications. It's because men love it because it's a symbol and an act of acceptance. Get that word into your head because it's hugely important. Acceptance. It's one of the prime drivers of men into relationships. It's you accepting him, which is not something men get a lot of from women in general. Not to mention, there's a little of the, give to get involved, right? So you can get your itch scratched when it's time too. He's going to be more inclined to give to you. So there you go. Seven useful tips for making a guy happier in bed. And if you'd like to get more information on how to, connect and make him happier overall, it's not just sex, of course. You got to have the relationship skills that make a relationship work. You got to make that connection work. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com. It's datingadviceguru.com. Over there on the right side, on the right column, you'll see a list of love advice videos. One of them is called True Romance. It's not a video, actually. I don't know why it's stuck in a video section, but it was convenient to put the link there, so that's where I stuck it. So when you hear this, you'll know what to look for. Look for True Romance. And what I've got is a really cool, really affordable program that's going to show you how to create magical attraction with men. These are three of what I call the love potions. potions that awaken a man's uncontrollable desire for you. It's, some shocking psychological tricks about how men work and how guys think and how we feel, just like what you found out here about men and their sex needs. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com, click the link on the side for True Romance, get a little bit more information on how to make the kind of relationship you want with the man you want. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.